Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're your shortcut to getting genuinely well-informed.
That's the goal.
Today, we're jumping into men's fashion for 2025, but it's more than just clothes, right? It feels like it's about how we live now.
Exactly. We're looking at a recent style forecast, and what's really fascinating is seeing how these trends mirror bigger cultural shifts.
Yeah, we want to connect those dots for you. Our mission, as always, is simple. Cut the noise, get to what's really new, what's important.
Hopefully giving you that aha moment about what these style changes actually signify.
Okay, let's unpack this then. First up, the forecast calls out relaxed tailoring. Sounds like a big one.
Oh, definitely.
It says, gone are the days of stiff suits. Think more. Flowy shapes, wider trousers, unstructured blazers, that kind of thing.
Right. It's all about comfort.
But it's more than just being comfy, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, the genius here is getting that comfort without losing the class. It's not just about feeling good physically. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a quiet rebellion against that old stiff corporate look. It signals, you know, our professional lives want more flexibility, less formality, especially after everything.
So moving away from dress for success to maybe dress for well-being.
Yeah, something like that. Even in public,
yeah.
Sort of rejecting rigidity.
Interesting. Okay, so if the shapes are loosening up, what about color? The forecast mentions earth tones meet bold pops.
Mm.
So you've got your base of like olive, sand, rust, those strong neutrals.
Classic stuff.
But then, and this is where it gets wild, they're pairing them with bold accents. Mm. Electric blue, deep purple, even neon green.
Neon green, wow.
The phrase is balanced and bold. I mean, rust and neon green. How does that not look a bit much?
Well, that's a great point. It really gets to the heart of it. It's about letting you show some personality, you know, while still looking sophisticated.
So subtlety is key.
Exactly. The balance is crucial. You use those bright pops as accents. Maybe it's just an accessory or one piece, not the whole outfit.
Oh, okay. Got it.
It's that mix of classic and modern. Lets you inject some flair without ditching your whole wardrobe.
Right, right. Okay, moving down. Footwear. What are we stepping out in for 2025? The source is talking about retro sneakers and functional footwear.
Yeah, that trend's still going strong.
Seems like the 90s and early 2000s vibe isn't going anywhere. Chunky sneakers, trail-inspired boots.
Fashion meets function.
So, wait, does this mean my weekend hiking boots might actually pass muster at work now? I'm not sure mine are quite that fashionable.
Huh. Well, it's definitely blurring those lines, isn't it?
Seems like it.
It really reflects our, you know, hybrid lives. That whole GorpCore thing, outdoor gear becoming everyday fashion.
GorpCore. Right.
It shows style doesn't have to mean ditching practicality. People want footwear that looks good, sure, but also works. Comfort, utility, they're just valued more day to day.
Makes sense. Now, there's a significant cultural point here, too. Gender neutral and fluid fashion.
Mm-hmm. A really important shift.
The source says more designers are moving toward inclusive fashion. They list things like flowy shirts, kilts, crossbody bags.
Right.
It even says 2025 is rewriting the masculine style code. I mean, kilts and mainstream menswear, what's the thinking there? Is it just acceptance or designers trying to push things?
Well, it's fascinating. It's definitely about more than just the clothes themselves. It reflects changing ideas about identity, about expression.
Okay.
If you zoom out a bit, it mirrors this wider societal move away from really strict traditional boundaries.
So designers are pushing boundaries.
They are, yeah. Encouraging a wider view of masculinity, celebrating individuality, moving past rigid gender rules to just what looks good, what feels right on the person wearing.
Okay, that's a big one. And finally, let's not forget accessories, statement accessories.
You could overlook those.
Apparently, they're not just an afterthought anymore. They're conversation starters. Things like oversized sunglasses, layered chains, bold caps. It feels like accessories are getting louder.
Precisely. And what that means for you is thinking about how accessories can inject your personality, even into a really simple outfit.
Right.
They're a powerful way to express yourself, tell a story, maybe reflect your mood, you know, without saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
Even for a minimalist, just one really strong accessory can change the whole look.
Good point. So to recap the big trends for 2025 men's fashion,
yeah.
We've got relaxed tailoring, earth tones popping with bold accents, functional retro footwear, more gender fluidity, and those statement accessories.
That covers the main points.
Hopefully this deep dive gives you a clear picture of what's heading our way. From runways to real life, you came in, now you're informed.
And maybe something to think about as you process all this. How do these fashion trends connect to bigger societal changes? or perhaps even your own values. What parts of your own style might you want to explore or maybe rethink after hearing about these shifts?
That's a great question to leave folks with. Which trends stood out most to you? Where might you start exploring? Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the future of men's style.